It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves
what's
on
up,
trees
what's up, everybody?
Are
welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz hanging out with you. And, you know, markets continue to be a little bit price volatile, a little bit of price action, and that's all good. That's what we're hoping for and what we would expect. You know, I think that we saw again yesterday a 200-point swing and some ups and downs. I think the bigger takeaway from here would be the VIX, which held its numbers, and I think that is something that we would watch and be concerned about. And of course, when you look at that and you see how these are, that would be exactly what we would expect. When you watch the overall markets is that there's going to be a little bit of action. And of course, before we would expect, the markets to go lower, we would expect to see the markets get some volatility in, which is what I think we're seeing. I think that is something that we're seeing, very clearly. And, again, we're not going to, we do believe that the top is in, but we're not going to get, wacko crazy and say, hey, that's the way it is. It's only in. I mean, it appears to be that way. And that's what we would suspect. From here is that the market tops are in, and from that point we'll see if it's going to actually give us some follow through. Now that we don't know, and we're not going to again, we're not going to get crazy, but what I do think is crazy is we haven't heard a word about the Fed and about the locker since the event occurred. And I find that a little bit strange, and I find that a little bit troubling that we're going to just simply let that go by the wayside. I don't think it's right. Again, I'm not saying that anything should necessarily happen, but I certainly think that overall there should be something to think about here. I mean, are we going to continue just to let it go and not, have anything be said or be done? I mean, to me, that is not the right thing here. I mean, I think it's, kind of interesting. I mean, they're still picking on Donald Trump from things from years ago. And yet here we are with, I think, somebody who's got some, a little bit more power. And of course, we're hearing nothing about it. To me, I find that a little bit of a concern. I think that's a little bit of a problem, and I'd like to see a little bit more, said on those things. I mean, it's not that I'm, against them. I'd like to know why it's not being discussed. I guess that means you're ahead and you don't have to do anything because you don't have to worry about it. I mean, to me, that seems to be, a little bit of a challenge and a little bit of a problem. And, again, we're not going to, I'm not going to make a big deal about it. I'm just saying that that's really, I think, is something interesting. I mean, we've got so many things going on. I mean, yet one of the most important things is not being discussed. So, what are you going to do? In the meantime, this continues to look like a remake of the 90s. Remember, in movies, they make a lot of remakes, and this seems to be pretty much of a remake of the market. You're getting these wild moves. I mean, Amazon up another $12, Tesla up 10. I mean, is there never a top here? And again, I'm not trying to predict it and say that it can't go up, but I just look at the way they go up in leaps and bounds, and certainly one would think that, there might be a little bit of a little selling here. Somebody might want to take a little bit of profit here. And apparently, I guess that's not the case. We're just going to continue to watch markets go up every day, and they're going to go up in leaps and bounds, and nobody's going to nobody's going to care. And, you know, when you look at it from that standpoint, you go, that's pretty interesting. You know, we have valuations are nowhere near what they're pricing in right now. I mean, you know, again, I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know. And of course, the markets can go farther and longer than we think they can go. But when you look at the way that the overall breadth of the market is not very good, and you watch a lot of things that are not participating, and then you say, "Oh, but here's, you know, here's Tesla, here's Amazon, and you know, a couple of the others are just, you know, Alibaba, I mean, on fire." All right, and you know, it's not something that is right when it comes to when you look at market action. And I think that is something that we need to, you know, really focus on is the market action. And, you know, these things, you know, just the way they power up, don't seem to be really a legitimate type of thing. And, you know, I have to look at it from a realistic standpoint saying, you know, most likely we can't see this to continue forever, because at the end, what's going to happen is the markets are going to find that, oh, maybe this is not the right thing and maybe we shouldn't go much higher, and we'll get a little bit of a sell-off. And I think it's interesting the way that all of a sudden oil has decided to hold. And, you know, I have no problem with that. I mean, you know, look, it broke hard. Now it's kind of rallying and it's kind of fizzling here a little bit. It's still a little higher, but, you know, not dramatically. I think that, you know, when you look at it, you go, hey, you know, what's the gizmo here? What's the deal? And, you know, certainly, you know, if oil goes higher, it doesn't make sense. It's not logical, but certainly, you know, we can deal with it and certainly live with it at a higher level. You know, again, it has to be, you know, taken from the overall markets and what's going on. But again, you just see a lot of things that don't make a lot of sense here. And I think that is the bigger thing, is that there's a lot of things being not observed properly. And, you know, I see issues and problems that need to be dealt with. And, you know, we continue to ignore everything. And, of course, that's always a recipe for disaster. And because when you ignore everything, usually what happens is you get exactly what you ignored. You get a beatdown. And, you know, that beatdown will be something that we can certainly look into and most likely are going to see. And, you know, if indeed, you know, we don't, you know, get that beat down, then, you know, it'll come eventually. And that's always, you know, something you have to pay attention to in the overall markets is the way they trade and the way they are now making lower highs. I think that's something that, you know, nobody really talks about and we kind of ignore, but that is something that is certainly worth looking into, because that again becomes another problem. So, you know, there's just a lot of things going on that just aren't not really that logical. But in the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, and I am, of course, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and you can download the show every single day at libertytalk.fm, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And of course, don't forget to go watch my new Emmy Award, well, soon to be Emmy Award winning, Bubba's Bottom Line at BubbaTrading.com. We'll be right back after the break with more of the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz hanging out with you. And, you know, of course, we're talking markets and some things that don't make a lot of sense. And I think that, you know, we're just starting to see that activity start to take place. I think that, you know, the overall views of what we're seeing are showing that we cannot continue. And, I think one of the things that you have to look at is you know, what is the market pricing in here? What is the market looking for? And certainly they're still on the ledge hoping for a, you know, it appears to be a tax cut. All right. Now, I don't think they're going to get it. I mean, to me, it's come to the point where it doesn't feel like they're going to get what they're looking for, because if they were, we would probably have it. But the markets are certainly pricing it in. And I think that is, you know, certainly something that we have to, you know, take into very good consideration when we're looking at the market, you know, and say, hey, you know, shouldn't these things be a little bit better? And, you know, we don't have that. And I think that is something that is, you know, more we have to look at, because, you know, at the end of the day, what is it that, you know, we're going to get from this thing? I mean, if we're planning on X and we're not getting it, that would indicate a potential problem in my book. All right. And, you know, there's just a lot going on. And I think you've got, you know, a bunch going on with the Fed still from that standpoint. And what the hell? Bonds are going bananas. And, you know, as Mortimer and Randolph Duke said, that can't be right. Those prices can't be right. Well, who's right? The bond market or the stock market? And usually over time, the bond market is right, because the bond market's much bigger than the stock market. You know, everybody's got a little bit of what they call fixed income. And of course, we said on this program, long before the Fed decided to raise, that the bond market was going to force the Fed to raise. And of course, they did. Well, now the bonds are now starting to bring interest rates lower again. Although we do believe that in the longer term, the big bull market and rates is over. But in the meantime, the bonds have had a rally, you know, since their lows. And, you know, in the beginning of March, the bonds have rallied like 5 or 6 full points. That's $6,000 a contract, which is quite the move. And, you know, the longer term trend, is, you know, from where we would watch is still lower. But now, you know, when you look at this, you go, oh, maybe they're going to make a little bit of an attempt to rally. Now, probably can get up to about 153. They're at 152 right now, but they came down from 177. So, but they're telling you that there's a little bit of concern there. You know, just because we're not seeing it show up in volatility, we're seeing it show up, the fear show up in the dollar, and we're seeing the fear show up in the bond market. And that is something that you need to look at as well. These are just little footprints that the markets bring to you. All right. They're little tidbits of knowledge that you see when you watch these things happening. And this is something that when we look at this market, we go, that doesn't make sense. And of course it doesn't. You know, we need to see, you know, something else that is going to go ahead and, you know, give us the clue, right, that we are correct. Because I think there's no question that our views are correct. Okay. That is something that that we have to understand, that there's something amiss here when you see this type of action. And typically the markets cannot all go in that same direction like they've been doing recently. Now, either the stock market's right or the bond market's right. You know, I just would be considering, you know, which one it is. And, you know, again, I would always default or defer to the bonds, especially, okay, at the level at where we are. Okay, the level on where we are is, you know, really, in my opinion, so overpriced that the bonds are probably correct. But they're not going to make it easy. It's not going to be just like, okay, well, it's short, we're just going to go down. But we're starting to see a lot of action. You know, not only has the volatility picked up in the stock markets and in the bond markets, but you're starting to see it in some of the outside markets, like the alternative space, like grains. Grains have all of a sudden, you know, become some active. You know, corn was up big on Monday, and wheat was, you know, right behind it, and they've been kind of trading in tandem while soybeans were down. And the cattle markets have been going, you know, bonkers to the upside. All of the, they look like they're weakening, and finally it looks like hogs have reached a bottom. But these are all things to look at in a market that, you know, hey, you know, we're going to start to take our money out of the equity market and start to put it, park it somewhere else. And that is something that nobody thinks about, but, you know, typically money comes out of one and goes to another. And, you know, when we look at it from that perspective, then it makes more logical sense. And the markets are very much logical. The really thing that happens is that the traders are not logical. All right. And that is something that, you know, we have to understand from our standpoint, is that markets are logical, but traders are illogical, then forcing the market to be illogical. But eventually the market will find its way back. And when we look at this bigger picture, again, there's too many things that don't make sense. Now, it doesn't mean it has to happen tomorrow. And that's always the issue when we talk about the patience of the market and the patience of things to do, is just because it doesn't look right today doesn't mean that it will change today. It may take a while to change. You know, the money has to move and flow from one spot to the other. So just because we see one thing does not mean that one thing is going to be the end. It means that we're looking at something that is going to happen, and most likely the odds favor that there's going to be some sort of movement in an adverse direction from the stock market because of all the positive directions we're seeing in other markets. And these are things, again, these are just observations that you need to have, because when we look at these things, it helps us make a better decision. And if we make the best decision, then at least we know that the probability sits in our favor, and the chances are we're going to be right. And one of the hard things we look at in markets is this. If you have the right call, but you're not in at the right time, then a lot of times you get forced out too soon. You know, it's like the old Doyle Brunson line. You know, you want to put a man to decision for all of his chips, or a man or a woman. And so here, you know, if you get in too early and you're wrong, at some point you might have to make that key decision. And typically, when we have to make that key decision, we're typically wrong. Okay. So that's something that we have to look at as well. And that goes back into the trading model, the way that we look at markets, the way that we trade markets, because, you know, we have to make sure that we can handle the overall beatings that come in. So if you're in too early and the move's too big, usually you'll be forced out. Now, if you can hold off and try to time it a little bit better versus the footprint that you're seeing, then you probably have a better chance not to get into that position. And I think that's the issue that most traders and investors have, is they don't wait. They're not patient enough. They got to get in now. And I say, relax, look for a good spot. And I also say, go to libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show and the Sporting Edge, and go to bubbatrading.com and get ready for our new classes of hedging and futures, part-time day trading. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. We'll step out here for a break. We'll be right back. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz coming right back. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, at CNN, CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you, give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And we're kind of just bashing around on the markets right now. And, you know, I don't know. You know, we look at, you know, we talked a little bit about oil. Now, you know that the big oil companies are making money. You know that they're probably, you know, behind a lot of this, trying to get the prices higher. But again, hopefully we'll allow the free markets to, you know, take care of that, because we've got so much oil here. And of course, big oil's pissed off that the shale guys and the frackers got them fair and square. But, you know, again, that's one of the things that we have in markets that are somewhat manipulated. And that is something that I think that we have to be very careful of, is the manipulation of markets and how we get in. And of course, especially in a week like this, you know, this week is it's a holiday week. We've got, you know, Easter, Passover, Good Friday, which means the markets are closed on Friday, which means that, you know, a lot of people are on vacation. A lot of people are gone. Now, again, in today's world, obviously they can trade, but they won't be active. They'll be more defensive or offensive, depending on what's going on. But, you know, so you can get a bigger move in this week because of, you know, what we're looking at, and because of the lack of action. You know, as the week moves on, I would expect to see the volume dry up. And so when volume dries up, you know, markets can be manipulated in many different ways. And, you know, you look at some of these things, and, you know, even you go down to Elon Musk from Tesla. Now, he's been sticking it up the shorts, yin-yangs here, and chirping about it on Twitter. Now, my point is just simple. All right, you know, if you can get your message out and you can force a reaction, you can see a bigger move than you might expect in these markets. And that is my issue here with this week is, you know, we've got, you know, news that's been out. We can see certain things that are going on. And, you know, there you would expect, you know, that there could be some retaliation, which I think is one of the reasons we're seeing a little bit of a spike in volatility, even though the markets are higher. You know, I just look around the pond and say, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen. And, you know, if we don't guard against them, we could have a problem, which is why you should all be hedging your longer term portfolios and your IRAs and your 401ks so that you can be set up and ready to go. All right. You know, you've got a lot of doomsayers out there. Now, again, I don't ever preach doom, but I think that they can create, you know, if we get some movement, if they can get a lead. In other words, if the market's going to start to go in that direction, then you could see some follow through, because some people go, oh, they're right. Let me get in. Let me be first. And of course, that's usually the end. You know, we've now also have issues, you know, in the banking sector again. You know, they're talking about, are they making enough money with the Fed? And there's reasons to believe that they're not. So that becomes another issue, because the banks have been pumped up so high looking for, you know, this excess strength that maybe does not exist. And, you know, I have to wonder if this indeed is going to be, you know, what we're looking for. And, you know, I've got, you know, the media, which, you know, continues to misreport the facts. They don't go after the things that I think they should be going after. I think that's more important. I think that, you know, one of the problems that we have is a market system that is being controlled and somewhat manipulated. And, you know, I think that, you know, this talk of growth, I mean, where is the growth going to come from? You know, where do you see growth coming from? I don't see growth coming. I see more problems that are out here than anything else. You know, I think that, you know, you see, you know, a lot of issues that don't make sense. So, you know, are we going to be able to, you know, to handle, you know, what really comes down the pike? You know, you can only hide from the truth for so long. And I think that becomes another story, you know, that we're looking at, is we're hiding from the truth. And, you know, we've been able to hide behind, we've been able to hide behind the Federal Reserve, but after a while, okay, you know, how much longer can we hide behind them? Now, you take that in, and as you know, I believe that the market move is going to be driven by an event, not economics, that is out there. And so now, if that's correct, do you think that Trump stirred up something in Syria? And are they planning something? You know, I know they did something on Palm Sunday. Are they planning something for Easter Sunday? Are they planning something for Good Friday? You know, we have to recognize that those animals have no regard for life and are certainly capable of doing anything. And what better time to catch somebody than on a very religious holiday? And so that, to me, is something that could be the ultimate, you know, nail that forces the markets to head lower. It would be just simply, you know, an attack by these people that, again, could care less. And in my opinion, if they had the bomb or the capability, they'd be using it. And I can't understand the way that, you know, there's people saying, well, we need to go through Congress, we need to get approval. And I understand what those are, but we have to be prepared. And I think we should be extra prepared. And I think that we should be more aggressive after going after them. I mean, I've said this for years, so this is not new today. But again, this could be something that could be brewing. You know, again, there could be, you know, multiple attacks at churches, you know, at temples. I mean, you've got, you know, for the week, you've got Passover and Good Friday and Easter. So you've got, you know, basically they're all religions on holiday at some point. And, you know, again, you can attack their houses of worship. It isn't pretty. And there's a lot to be concerned about here. And I think that one of the things that, you know, we have to remember is that these people have no care, no regard for anything. They are willing to come after you at any time for anything. And that becomes an issue and a problem that could create much more of an issue down the road. And if we don't guard against it, then it could create, you know, that particular type of meltdown. And, you know, again, I'm glad that we have President Trump, because I know that he'll go after him if anything happens. But again, I wish there'd be nothing. I wish we didn't have to think about that something was going to happen. And these are very much issues that will be, I think, the market ending. And again, not forever. It'll be a sell-off like every other time. All right. We needed a reason to buy. Now we're going to need a reason to sell. And that's what I'm talking about, is nothing other than the reasons to look at something, the reasons that we must be concerned. And when you tie all this together, it does look like there's some problems on the horizon. And that's all. Again, you know, we see these things happen. They, if you ever just compare to your everyday life, you know, everyday life, as happy as you can be, there are sometimes some issues that don't always work the way you would like them to work. And so what we have to make sure that we understand is that, okay, so how do we make it better, and how do we put ourselves in a better position? And that's what I'm talking about, is being prepared for something that is not what we wanted, and knowing that the potential exists that we could have a problem. And if you're prepared for those environments, then all of a sudden you have yourself ready for what could happen next. And that's, again, life is about being prepared. When preparation meets opportunity, whatever the hell that is, that's what we need to see focus on, is to be prepared for anything that can possibly happen. Because at the end of the day, all right, something is going to happen, and we just don't know what that is yet. And that's why I'm always telling you to have yourself in a position to be prepared, to be ready, and not to have to think about it, because that's how you take care of it, is you're ready to defend ahead of time versus when it's too late. And that is something that should be of our concern on a regular basis, is to be prepared, ready, and able. In the meantime, I'm having a couple of new classes start in the next couple of weeks, hedging and day trading, part-time day trading futures. Go to BubbaTrading.com and check those out, as well as check out Bubba's Bottom Line, which is a new hit sensation. In the meantime, download the Bubba Show every day at LibertyTalk.fm, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. We're going to stop out here for a break, and we will be right back with more on the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back to you after the break with some more stuff. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. See you right back.
After 10,000 beers,
welcome
and
back
20
to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. So when we look at
it's about time,
the model, when we look at the information that's out there, and we say that, you know, things don't look very good, and they're not very good, and they're not, but yet they torture us while they're taking them up, and then they torture us when they're taking them down because we didn't get in. And, you know, but you got to kind of look at the whole picture. You got to kind of look at the whole model as a big game. All right, we're game players. Traders are basically game players. We're playing the mathematics of the market. And you may laugh at that, but the games that people play that have an edge, gin, bridge, backgammon, and poker, they don't always win, but your job is to create the edge. And when you can create the edge, then, again, you give yourself a higher probability of being in the right place at the right time. And, you know, that is all comes down to, you know, well, how do you measure the edge? How do you know that you're getting the edge? Well, if you take the probabilities of any game, all right, or if you take the probabilities of any market, all right, so as we reach here, and we're at, you know, near all-time highs, you know, down 1% or 2% from there. But as we look at it, we go, okay, so what is the probability of the next move being up or down? And, you know, based on all the information, I would have to say there's a higher probability of the markets working lower, right? Just from a mathematical standpoint, all right? So now, if we take that into consideration, and then we take what's going on with the footprint of the market. All right. So now we've decided that the next move is likely lower, the next bigger move. Excuse me. So now we're in that position. Now, if we take and break down some things that are going on in the market, So we know the market has been making lower highs from a charting standpoint. So when the market starts to make lower highs, that's not a bullish scenario. That is a bearish scenario. In fact, we laid it out on this very airwaves once of what we expected and how we expected the markets to break. So now each subsequent rally that comes back in is a market that is making lower highs. So if we're making lower highs, okay, that's another step that says, hey, the market may be ready to go down. Now, if we look at what we call the breadth, the advanced decline line, well, the advanced decline line has been a little bit more bearish as well. So now we're tying all these things together, okay, with the market footprint. So statistically, we would figure the edge of the market would be by being short the market here. And again, we're not telling you to get short today and not telling you to sell it or anything. I'm just saying that that would be a statistical edge, okay? Because what you have to determine is what your risk tolerance is. Once you've determined where you are, now, for example, all right, if we look at the Dow, all right, and the Dow is trading at, let's say, 20,700, all right? So if the Dow is at 20,700, we know that the high that's in place is 21,000, like 21.1, let's say 21.2. So we're 500 points away from the all-time high. Now, if we can stomach 500 points for the risk, so let's say we did the Dow future, that'd be $2,500 just on the risk to the upside. Do you want to take that kind of risk? Well, then what you want to do is you want to take a look at the way the chart is looking. And to me, I would say the chart is kind of sideways right now. We've made lower highs. We made the high at 21.16. We made the high at 21. Then we made the high at 20,800. So now, you know, you say, but the bottom seems pretty solid at 20,600 right now. So we want to try to wait for a little bit of a rally so that we'd have to expose ourselves for less risk. And I think that is the proper play, is to try to look for a little bit of a rally to sell into. Because again, we'll see rallies, we'll see sell-offs, no matter what's going to happen longer term, we'll see both. So it makes more sense to kind of wait for that event to occur so that we can then have a higher probability of success versus failure. And that's something that we want to recognize, all right, is a better opportunity for us to be able to make some money by putting ourselves in a higher position of probability. Because again, the markets do come down to the odds of an event occurring and the probability. That's how the beta and the implied volatility are determined in stocks and in options. So it's our job, all right, to be, again, more prepared for what's going to happen and how we're going to deal with it. So if we know that our maximum mental risk is, let's say, 300 points, well, then we have to wait till the position where we see that that is our risk is going to be 300 points instead of potentially 500 points. And I know I'm oversimplifying it here, but it is something that is important and worth trying to figure out, because overall, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to put yourself in the best position to be successful. And that is something that we always strive for, is a success. You know, it's like if I look at a stock like Apple, all right, well, sure, I like Apple. It's a good company. But do I think it can go higher or lower from here? Well, I think it could go higher, but I think the odds lie with it lower. I think the odds lie with Amazon lower. I think the odds lie with oil going lower from here. Now, again, I have to define, you know, what my risk tolerance is going to be on those, unless I'm going to try to day trade them, which is fine. That's one of the classes that we offer, how to part-time day trade them and what you're looking for, because it's a different model when you're trying to do it part-time. But overall, you have to say, you know, you want to weigh the odds and probabilities of the events that are going to occur and what is the likelihood. And then you've now put yourself in a better position with taking away a bunch of the risk. And that is something that, you know, we pride ourselves in, is being prepared for the event so that when the event does occur, we can be either take our losses and they'll be smaller because we were ready for it, or be able to enhance our gains because we were ready for it. And that's kind of something that we always try to work on, is being prepared, because in the markets, the impossible happens once a month and the improbable happens once a week. All right. So we want to make sure that overall we are prepared for any event to occur, no matter what market we're trading, because all markets are the same. They all trade the same. So it's up to us to be prepared for what is going to happen next. Because again, who knows what the news is going to be? Who knows what some dumbo is going to say out there? We don't know what they're going to say. And nor do we know if it's going to have an effect on the market. All right. So what we do know is that money talks and BS walks. And if we're prepared for the money, then we can be prepared for it all. And that's something that I always like to warn everybody about. Again, it's not about the big score. It's not about the big collapse, because we don't worry about that. It's about making money. That's what we do. That's what we try to do. That's what it always comes down to, is can we make money? How are we going to make it? And how can we survive off of it? And that's what the Bubba Show is all about, is how to make some dough. In the meantime, when you miss one of these great shows, you got to go to libertytalk.fm and download it every day. As well as The Sporting Edge, which is now being hosted by Xander on the weekends. And, of course, BubbaTrading.com gets you everything that I do. And make sure you go check that out. In the meantime, everybody have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you back here tomorrow on Wednesday. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. We'll see you later, everybody. Take care, everybody. Good night. Wake up, Maggie.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.